chances are the first migratory birds of spring have already reached your neck of the woods. It's all about the season's earliest birds from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-996-1106. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-996-1106. For your free demo, call 1-800-996-1106. 1-800-996-1106.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 27th, the 86th day of the year. The Yoshino cherry trees were planted in Washington, D.C. on this day 102 years ago, and yes, they are still standing today. Robins may be the most visible signs of spring in much of the country, but they're not even close to being the first birds to make the journey north. The earliest birds of spring are waterfowl. Ducks and geese have been arriving in northern territories since late February. Eagles, hawks, and other birds of prey are usually not far behind. Purple martins often arrive in northern states by late March, while kinglets and sapsuckers are a common sight in early April. Keep an eye out for robins, but don't forget to watch the other early birds of spring. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.